Another little story I thought might be interesting to some of you children, bring back memories. Do you remember when I cut all of your boys' hair and I would turn a trash can upside down and put a pillow or a blanket on it and set you up there and cut your hair? Well, Nancy was the caboose of the family, of course, and she thought that anything that the boys could do, she could do. So she always had to have her hair cut also. And after I'd cut all the boys' hair, I would put Nancy up on the pillow on top of the trash can and put the rag around her neck. And I would put the butt end of the electric clippers to her head and turn it on, and she could feel the vibration. I would run it up and down and around. And also with the scissors, I would run the comb through Nancy's hair and a few inches away, snap the scissors open and closed and open and closed so that she thought she was getting a haircut. And this went on for some time. I never cut a hair of Nancy's head, but she was very happy thinking that she had a haircut along with the boys.